With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, December 10th, 2018. And here's what we talked about this morning on the show. Maybe you missed it or only caught pieces of it. If you still are looking to get your Christmas tree and you're just not having any time, Amazon will deliver.
If you have no time, Amazon Prime.
There you go. I love that one.
That's making rhyme.
That was actually pretty good. I'd send that to them. Maybe you get like a
gift card or something. A free Christmas tree.
But yeah, they partnered up with Hallmark and they offer several species of trees, including Scotch pines, Black Hill spruces, balsams, Frasers, and Douglas firs. You can choose anywhere from 3 feet up to 7 feet. Prices ranging from $58 to $155. According to one person who actually wrote a review about it, said actually the tree came in a really good form, but make sure you have a handsaw available since the instructions that come with the tree tell you to saw off the end of the trunk because it will be clogged with sap and not able to absorb water. So they say, some people say it kind of takes away from the Christmas spirit of you not actually going to a lot. But look, one tree is better than no tree, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So there you go. Science offers the cure for a hangover. Believe it or not, there is this guy who's 44 years old. And in the name of science, he partied in 30 cities in 14 countries each night, recording what he drank and assessing the severity of his hangover the next day.
You know, he's out like at a bar taking shots and he's, in the name of science,
yes,
this is work, people.
Yeah, I'm working here. I get reimbursed for all this.
Uh-huh.
So what he did is he would drink the same alcohol beverages every night, and then he would try a different hangover remedy each day, and he would log the results. And what he found was, over time and time again, it came down to one specific amino acid called NAC, N-acetylcholine.
One of those things on the back label that, you know how they have like 10 of them that you can't ever pronounce?
Right, exactly.
One of those things.
Mm-hmm. It's, it helps the body produce powerful antioxidants that is rumored to be a cure used in hospitals to treat the overdose of painkiller Tylenol. So they say, along with NAC, they recommend taking B1, B6, and B12 vitamins, and that's supposed to aid in the effectiveness. Regardless of what this guy says, you should really talk to your doctor first for if you need a particular hangover cure.
Don't just go start downing a bunch of cocktails of vitamins and pills.
Yeah, exactly. Not a good move there. So, you know, when you book a flight, you decide later on or find out later on that you have to move your travel plans either to a different city, different time, different date. And if you do that, you generally know that you can, but they're going to give you a nice, big, hefty fee to do so, the airlines.
Yeah, it's like $200, isn't it?
Yeah, American. Delta and United charge $200 for you to change your tickets. But that's not all. When you really think about it, if there's any sort of a chance of you maybe changing your mind or something changing, go for the refundable route. You'll pay a little bit more. But if you want to stick with the non-refundable, go with some of the smaller airlines. Allegiant and JetBlue charges as little as $75, depending on your ticket. Southwest Air doesn't charge anything to change your tickets.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I know everybody always says Southwest is the best, but yeah. That alone is worth using them for.
Pretty good there, indeed. Now, if you're flying out of Gainesville, you do need to fly American or Delta to get out. So if you're on one of those two particular airlines, here's the thing. You have 24 hours when you buy any airline ticket, according to the government, to cancel and get a full refund. Many times, like with me, my sloppy typing, I'll type in the wrong date, you know, transpose the numbers. So instead of flying out on the 12th, I'll be flying out on the 21st.
Yeah.
And within the first 24 hours, you can cancel with no fee at all. Now, if you're after the 24-hour window and there are certain circumstances, you might want to check your credit card if you paid with the credit card, because you actually may be entitled to up to $10,000 in credit back to your account for an unused ticket. And then when all else fails, you had mentioned this on the air. You're saying somebody was serving you the other night, and the service was really slow, but there was a good reason.
Yeah, you know, he came up and he was like, "I'm really sorry, I've been in the back having to deal with this flight stuff," because he was going to North Carolina, and I guess they've had snowstorms. And he's like, "My flight has changed like five times," and I think with that, you know, he's not going to have to pay because they're canceling the flight.
Exactly. So if you really want to wait it out as long as possible, you can kind of wait till have maybe the weather change or the airline may change the flight where it's not going to work in your deal. And if they change the flight and it's not your fault, well, then they're not going to charge you that resubmission.
Well, yeah, and if you're going to have to change it anyway and you're going to get charged, yeah, it might be worth a gamble.
Absolutely. Essential oils, we talked about them, and those are finding out we use a lot more than just scenting a room. You can use them to help relax. You can help you get a good night's sleep. And there's even some cases of offering inflammation relief. However, there's one arena you shouldn't use essential oils in, and that is cooking. Now, you may think to yourself, I've run out of vanilla extract, but I have vanilla essence oil. It's the same stuff, right?
I don't know that I would have thought of that, but I think some people might because it's supposed to be all natural, right?
Exactly. It's all natural and stuff like that. But you don't want to do that because there's very little regulation when it comes to essential oils because it's not meant to be consumed. Therefore, it's not under the strict guidelines as food products are. And you really don't know what you're getting. So you may have figure like, you know, a tiny little drop of the essential oil, maybe too much. And that'll not only ruin your recipe, but actually could cause irritation or damage to your mouth, throat, or digestive tract.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Just stick to the recipe.
Yeah, stick to the recipe, all right? Not a lot of Christmas spirit in Florida. Thought this was kind of strange. A recent survey found Florida ranks 48 in the 50 states when it comes to the most Christmas spirit. CenturyLink looked at online activity of people throughout the country, and they wanted to know a little bit more about Christmas. So they were looking at anything tagged Christmas or had Christmas in any sort of tweet or post, movie streams of Christmas movies, even shopping for Christmas. And they also looked at the culture of the area to see how many people are giving to charitable organizations this time of the year. They determined Washington is the most Christmas spirit state in the Union,
really,
followed by South Dakota, Utah, Missouri, and Maine. Michigan.
So all the snow heavy. Well, I was going to say Michigan is snow heavy, but...
Yeah, they got bad water. But apparently they're number 46, followed by New Jersey, Florida, Hawaii, and Alaska, which is interesting to point out.
Yeah.
But the authors tend to think it's because half of the bottom 10, Florida, Hawaii included, were hot, dry, and sunny year-round, which may be why we don't feel Christmas quite as passionately.
I mean, I don't know about you, but 2 weeks ago, it was still like 93 degrees, so
yeah.
I wasn't really in the mood for Christmas stuff.
Absolutely. So, and that kind of plays into it, but, you know, we do what we can. And then, you know, I have a brother-in-law who has Elf on a Shelf keeps tabs on him and his wife and his five kids, because they have five kids. Elf on a Shelf does keep report for Santa, but, you know, you got to kind of micromanage Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah, he's messy, man. Next thing you know, he's like toilet paper in the house.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on him and everything like that. So if you are tired of micromanaging, you want more of a chill cousin of the elf, check out Santa's Lazy Gnome. It pretty much does the same thing as Elf. Gnome, he's a small stuffed toy that keeps an eye on kids and reports all the good and bad behaviors back to Santa. But he just kind of sits there. He's chill, you know?
Yeah. He's spying on you. He's got his little hat, but it's pulled down over his eyes, so you think he's not looking.
Right. Absolutely. And the best part is that, you know, when you don't move around a lot, you think that no one's watching you, but he's watching you.
Oh, yeah. He's
doing the
watching.
Eye symbol. By the way, you can get the Santa Lazy Gnome. As of Friday, you can buy it at lazygnomes.com. Costs about $20. So there's our show for today, Monday, December 10th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
Yeah, have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.